You raise your hand.
如果在这里的话，请你举起你的手。
I just want to have some idea because you did not get the benefit of the other sharing last month.
我想知道有多少人已经知道上一次我分享的信息。
So I'm going to just kind of recap a little bit.
所以我会大约做一个简短的复习。
But let me first pray together.
但是我们先一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful Sunday.
天父，我们感谢你给我们赐给我们这样美丽的早晨。
And thank you for giving us the opportunity to share the gospel with one another.
也让我们有机会来与彼此分享你的福音。
Particularly thankful because we can worship and glorify you as a family together.
也更为我们可以以一个一起以大家庭的方式来敬拜你。
We come from different backgrounds,
虽然我们有不同的背景,
different interests,
不同的兴趣,
but we all are willing to come together today to glorify you.
但是我们愿意一起来这里颂赞主你的名。
So I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be in our midst.
我们求圣灵与我们同在。
So what we're going to share today will come from you.
所以我们今天所分享的是从你那儿来的。
And through the sharing of your words, all of us will be edified.
也经过我们彼此的分享，我们都得到造就。
And the good news we reach out to soul to those who are searching.
我们也希望能够满足那些正在寻求你的人。
They will also find you as their personal savior.
他们也一样的能够寻求到你，成为他们的救主。
We ask in Christ's name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求，Amen.
Just a little review of what I shared with you last month.
也许我们先复习一下我上个月所分享的信息。I share
about heaven.
我曾经分享到天堂。And
what is our heart attitude towards heaven?
我们对天堂的态度是什么呢？
What heaven means to each one of us?
天堂对我们有什么意义呢？
We are living on earth. Why we bother about heaven?
我们生活在世界上，那为什么在乎天堂这件事情？
So I share with you about the original sin.
所以我与大家分享我们所谓的原罪。
That God first created Adam and Eve because he wanted to have fellowship with them.
神当初创造了亚当和夏娃，愿意与他们有所交流。
But they sinned against God.
但是他们背叛了神，犯了罪。
Because of that, they were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
因此就被神从伊甸园里面赶出来。
But from then on, God told them that because you sin, you're going to die.
但是因为人的罪，所以人会死亡。
Not only a physical death, but actually a spiritual death.
不单指肉体的死亡，也是灵命的死亡。
So there's none of us since the beginning of humanity. Nobody lived forever except for very exceptional cases in the Bible.
所以从人的历史以来，没有一个人能够长久活着，除了一两个在圣经里面所提到的人物。
Whether you live 70 years old or even a record 100 years old, you're going to die.
就算你年岁70，或者是长寿到100岁，你仍然有一天会死亡。
But God loved all of us that He created.
但是神爱每一个他所创造的人。
So as soon as Adam and Eve sinned,
所以当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候,
He already had a plan for redemption.
他一早已经有一个拯救的计划。
So the story about heaven is that because human beings sinned, now they are down the earth and all of them will die sooner or later.
所以当人类犯罪被咒诅，每一个人都有一死。
But then God sent Christ down.
但是神差遣他的儿子基督来到世上。
Globally, we know about it because we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Christ.
全世界的人都知道这件事情，因为每一个人都庆祝所谓的圣诞节。
So when I talk about heaven last time, I talk about the three stages of heaven we will all be going through.
所以当我提到天堂的时候, 我谈到提到三个天堂的阶段，每个人都要经历的。
Many for people who believe in Christ，
包括基督徒在内。
And so the first stage of heaven is when first Christ first came and He brought heaven down to earth。
所以天堂的第一阶段就是基督来到世上，把天堂带到世界。
So last time I talked about a taste of heaven, remember?
所以上一次如果你记得的话，我曾经讲过你尝到一点天堂的滋味。
For human being, there are times you feel so good, you feel like it's like heaven.
所以有的时候我们感觉到太快活了，好像是天堂在人间一样。
Remember, I talked about you going to Yosemite, you going to Yellowstone Park, and you look at the beautiful scenery and enjoying your vacation.
我讲到你也许去优胜美地 Yosemite， 或者是黄石公园，欣赏到那么美好的风景。
And even more so, if you happen to just get married and you spend your honeymoon looking at the Yellowstone Park and the Grand Canyon.
也许你在你的蜜月时候到了黄石公园或者是大峡谷那里。
So even in life, if we don't talk about the spiritual aspect, we have some feeling so good that we feel like we are in heaven. Do you ever think that? Oh, it's so good, it feels like heaven.
所以在我们的生活里面，虽然也许我们不讲到属灵的天堂，但是人间也有一些舒服、美好的事情，让我们感觉到天堂在人间。
So when God came, when Christ came,He already, you know, put heaven in our heart.
所以当基督来到世界上的时候，他已经把天堂放在我们的心里。
He is telling us that you believe in me, you belong to me, and that you're going to have a taste of what the eternal heaven is going to be like.
所以如果 他说如果我们信他也接纳他，他就让我们尝到一点将来那个永恒美丽天堂的一点的滋味。
So there's the first stage of heaven we Christian experience after we believe in Christ.
所以这是基督徒信主以后第一阶段经历天堂的这个第一个阶段。
The other part of heaven is when we die.
第二个阶段是当我们去世的时候。
What is going to happen when we die?
我们去世的时候有什么事情发生呢？
Well, I have to tell you and later share. If you believe in Christ, you are Christian, you go to what we call paradise, the second stage of heaven.
如果你是信徒的时候，耶稣告诉我们，当我们去世的时候，我们进入一个所谓的乐园里面。
Remember, there are two criminals who crucified with Christ 2,000 years ago.
2000年前有两个人，两个罪人，两个犯人与基督一同钉十字架。
One of them realized that Christ is God, the way he behaved, the way he acted, and he probably have heard about what he did when he was on earth.
一个同钉十字架的犯人认识到耶稣，因为耶稣的事迹而认识他是神的儿子。
So he repented. He said, Christ, will you remember me?
所以他悔改，问耶稣说：“你是否会纪念我呢？”
And you know what? Remember Christ said, He said, "Today, today you will be with me in paradise."
你记得耶稣所说的话吗？他说：“今天你与我就在乐园里了。”
That means as soon as that criminal died on the cross, his soul is going to attend to paradise with God.
意思就是说，当那个犯人死亡的时候，他的灵魂已经与基督一同进入乐园。
And I can tell you from studying the Bible that all our loved ones, all our friends who are Christians who already died on earth, they are now already in paradise waiting to meet you.
所以我可以告诉你，当我们的所亲爱的人，他们已经是信徒的时候，当他们死亡的时候，他们已经进入乐园，在那里等待我们。
So what happened if we haven't died yet?
但是当我们尚生存的人呢？
Well, sooner or later we go to the second stage.
迟早当我们过去的时候，我们都会进入乐园里面。
But more important is that if you study prophecy in the Bible.
但是更重要的一点是，当我们知道圣经的预言的时候，
especially if you read the book of Revelation.
特别是在启示录所记载的教导。
The last two chapters talk about the new heaven and the new earth.
特别在最后几章讲到所谓的新天新地。
Days after this world, this old heaven and earth are gone. After it has been no longer exist.
当这个旧的天地过去以后
，somehow God is going to refurbish and make them into a new heaven and new earth.
神会再创造一个新的天地。
Now, when you talk about that, you are talking about the end of the world, so to say.
当我们讲到新天新地的时候，就是世界已经过去的事。
What happens is one of these days, this world will come to the end.
所以有一天这个世界将要结束。
The Bible told us it will be destroyed by fire.
圣经告诉我们这个世界要被火焚烧。
Now, destroyed by fire doesn't mean it's completely physically gone.
也许不一定是被火烧到好像天津大爆炸一样。
Theologians believe that it will be refurbished.
但是圣经解经家告诉我们，也许是神在创造一个新的。
So the new heaven and new earth will be for eternity.
旧的都被更新而进入永恒。
And if you are a Christian,
如果你是信徒的话
，whether you were a Christian in the past already in paradise,
如果你是信徒已经去世了，你在乐园里面。
At the end, we will all join together and enjoy this new heaven and new earth.
将来我们都在新天新地里面再一次欢聚。
This is what we Christians believe.
这是我们基督教所的信仰的一部分。
Now I realize not all of us here are believers today.
当然，在座不是每一位都是基督徒。
So what is in my heart the last few weeks when I'm trying to pray to God is that I want to share this message with all of you, particularly those who are still searching.
所以我在过去几个星期，神把这个负担摆在我心里面，要与你分享。
I'd like to share with you what God had given me.
我要与你分享神所赐给我的话语。
And that is this reassurance of an eternal life.
就是对永恒生命的一个确据。
So I'll go through some information today, and I hope that will stimulate you to think about this topic of heaven.
今天我会继续与你分享一些的信息，来挑起你思想这个天堂这一件事的。
It is true, we are living on earth.
如果是真实的话，我们住在世界上。
Some of them are still very young, like our teenager.
有些人非常的年轻。
Why do you want to think about heaven? I'm going to die.
我们来日方长，我为什么要思想天堂的事？
Well, you never know what's going to happen in one's life. If God doesn't come back early, something can happen in the future can shorten our life. And if you do not believe in Christ, then you're lost.
我们不能我们未卜将来，如果神不是今天来的时候，有一天我们会过去，但是我们不知道那一天是什么时候。
I'd like to share with you now something that is in my heart today.
所以我今天与你分享我心上的心里事、心里话。
Last time we read about the Lord's Prayer.
上一次我们读到主导文。
Well, the topic today, as you remember in the bulletin, is why should we think about heaven?
今天的题目是为什么我们需要来思想天堂？
And are we prepared for it?
我们是否准备好了呢？
I'd like you to read with me together the Lord's Prayer again.
我希望你能
够 Shall we all say together in English, please?
我们就从用英文来读主导文。
Now you can look over your hymnal, the first page of your hymnal, okay?
或是马太福音六章九节。
Maybe you can read in Chinese too, since you have the Chinese copy. We'll read it in English first, and then we'll read it in Chinese.
圣经马太福音六章九节。
Our Father who art in heaven, we can read together.
Hallowed
be thy name.
Thy
kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Chinese.
我们一同用中文来念主祷文。我们在天上的父，愿人都称你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀。 全是你的，直到永远，阿门。Now
just to review what I said, why is the Lord's Prayer so important? Because the disciple, the apostle, asked him, and you know, his disciple, you know, how should we pray? And he said, this is the way you should pray. Because why? Because this Lord's Prayer contains a very important content. The first part of this is talk about.
主导文为什么这么重要？因为这是主耶稣教导他门徒的祷告。主导文里面包含了一些的内容，跟我们今天的题目有关。Some
technical problem. Well, the first part of the Lord's Prayer, you see here, is talk about Christ sending Christ down, okay? Christ sending heaven down to us. He came down to present with us about what heaven will be like, the promise that we will all go to heaven, we believe in him. Because he prepared heaven is everlasting home for all believers.
所以主导文第一段是讲到基督把天堂带到世间。
The second portion is the practical part of life. We are down on earth now. We face a lot of trial, a lot of difficulty. The Lord's Prayer, the second portion tells us, ask God to help us to be able to have a good life while on earth.
So, 第二段是求神帮助我们在世间有过得舒服的生活。
So, this is a prayer for God to give us a meaningful life while we are on earth.
或者是求神给我们在世上活得有意义。
And the last part is the final goal of all believers, is to go back and join God in the new heaven and new earth forever and ever.
最后一段是我们信徒终极的目的，就是与神一同在新天新地里面生活。
That's why the Lord's Prayer is so important.
这就是为什么主导文是这么重要。Now
I'd like you to read with me together the Bible verse for today.
所以我们现在一同来读我们今天的经文。
I don't know whether you can read it or not. Probably too small, right?
我不知道。
I tell you what, I will read it in English. I'll see if I can enlarge it. No. But anyway, I'll read in English and then you will read in Chinese. So just try to listen carefully instead of looking at the word. If some of you have television eye, telescopic eye, then you can read it. Okay?
因为这个字幕很小，所以我会念英文，他会念中文。
Okay, this is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 to 10.
哥伦多后书5章1到10节
It said, for we know that when this earth tent we live is taken down, That is, when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God Himself and not by human hands. Verse 2. We grow weary in our present bodies, and we long to put on our heavenly bodies like new clothing. Why earning? Because Christians sometimes are asked, go through a lot of trials. So sometimes they say, we'd rather give up, we'd rather go to heaven. We all have this sense of belonging to heaven because God gave us this spiritual ability. And verse 3, for we will put on heavenly bodies. We will not be spirits without body. While we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh. But it's not that we want to die and get rid of this body that clothes us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. Verse 5. God Himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, He has given us His Holy Spirit. In other words, He's saying that before Christ went back to heaven, He sent the Holy Spirit down to all believers. He said, this Holy Spirit will be your guarantee, your warranty for something better to come. That's why He mentioned the word here, guarantee. All Christians are guaranteed an eternal home. Verse 6, so we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in this body, we are not at home with the Lord. For we live by believing and by not seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we should rather be away from these earthly bodies, for then we will be home with the Lord. So whenever we are in this body or away from this body, our goal is to please Him. This saying is that even though now we are living on earth, God give us this faith and trust that there is something coming in that eternity when we no longer on this earth. And the last verse 10, for we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in this earthly body. Now, this is scripture reading. I didn't make it up. But this passage told us two important things. One is that God gave us this earthly body on this earth. He wants us to enjoy the best we can. But somehow, there is a lot of mystery, trial, difficulty in the earth. Many people, even they are Christians, they rather leave the earth now and go to heaven because what they have to go through. This is part of the expression here, mentioned here. But then the last part is that about what? Judgment. Now this is very important. The talk, you don't mind, I'll let you summarize it later, okay? The Bible talks about two judgments. One is the judgment seat of God for all believers. This is what mentioned here. The second judgment is called the judgment of the great white throne, which is mentioned in the book of Revelation. The first judgment is for Christians. This is a roll call for Christians to see what you have done after you have become a Christian on this earth. How you spend your life, whether you waste it or make use of it, God is going to tell you when you become accountable at this judgment seat. I'll mention more about that later. But the second judgment, the judgment of the great white throne, is when God separates believer and non-believer. Believer will be with Him spending eternity in heaven. Non-believer, the Bible mentioned many times, twice many times, they will be going to another place called hell, H-E-L-L. So I'll let you summarize.
You want me to summarize or read?
Yeah, just read that too, and then you summarize.
好，因为时间的关系，我只念经文，不做注解。Okay. 而且这个经文是从一个新的版本出来，跟我们和合本不一样，所以请听我念。我们知道我们在地上居住的帐篷被拆毁时，也就是说我们死去离开这地上身体的时候，我们便会拥有天上的居所。那是就是那永恒的身体，它不是人手所造的，而是神亲自为我们造的。 我们在现今这个身体中日渐困乏，渴望能穿上我们天上的身体，如同渴望能穿上新衣一样。我们将来会穿上天上的身体，不会成为没有身体的灵。我们现今在这地上的身体中存活，呻吟叹息，不是想以死来摆脱这包裹我们的身体，而是想穿上我们的新身体，好让这必死的身体被生命吞掉。上帝已经为此亲自预备我们，又把他的圣灵赐给我们做保证。所以我们时刻都满怀信心，尽管我们知道只要还活在这身体里，就还未回家与主相聚。我们活着不是靠眼见，乃是靠信心。是的，我们充满了信心，我们宁愿离开这地上的身体，因为那时我们就在家里跟主在一起了。所以无论我们在这身体里还是离开这个身体，我们的目标都是讨主喜悦，因为我们每个人都必须站在基督面前受审判，照自己在地上这个身体中做的善事或恶事受报。所以在这一段的经文里面告诉我们，我们虽然有一个身体，神也给我们自由怎么样来过这个肉体的生活啊，但是将来他来的时候，我们都要有一个新的身体。这个我们在这个新的身体里面，第一要受神的审判，告诉我们我们照着我们在肉体这个身体里面活的时候所做的一切事，善事或恶事。然后当这是对信徒讲的，对全体的人说，将来仍有第二个审判，是白色大宝座前面的审判，是把信徒与非信徒分开，信徒可以与神永远在一起，非信徒不信的拒绝神的就要被进入与神隔绝的那个地狱里面。
I'm very thankful for Daniel for my interpreter today. He expressed better than I do. So I'm glad he can summarize things for me to save time. But just a couple of words about the judgment. I want you to refer you to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 10 to 15.
First Corinthians.
Oh, I don't think I don't have the slide for that, but that's all right. We'll just read. I read English and then Daniel read in Chinese, okay? It says, anyone who built the foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewel, wood, hay, or straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. Now, this is talking about Christian life on earth. The fire will show if a person's work has any value, meaning that person, is it do it out of selfish motives, selfish reason, or is doing it because he trusts God and he reverence God and he loves other people, that he loves God and loves other people. So God looks at people's heart and he will judge them what kind of life they live after they become Christian. With the work survive, that builder will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. But the important thing is, it says, the builder will be saved. Okay, the work will be lost, become useless, but the builder will be saved. But like someone barely escaped through a wall of fire. What does that mean? That means that at the judgment day, you'll be accountable about your life as a Christian. If you do things to serve God in a proper manner, in the right pure heart, you'll be rewarded. Why rewards is important? I never thought about you have to do things just because we want the reward. But on earth, even on earth, we like to be recognized, right? To get a prize for this or that. But you know, in the new heaven and new earth, we all have our some role to play for eternity. I think maybe this is where the reward become important. Okay. Now, for Christian who just wasted their life, but they still love God and trust God in a sense because he admit that he is a sinner, that person will still be saved for eternity. But like going through the fire, like running through a big fire in the house, and you will say, that is the picture described here about the judgment.
在哥林多前书啊，听清，前书不是后书，第三章第十节，十二节，那里说，这是对着信徒所讲的。我们在世的生活，如果是这样的时候，这是我们的结局。在这个根基上建造的人，可以用材料如金子、银子、宝石、木头、草或禾秸，但在审判的那天。每个工人的工程都要显露出来，经受火焰，就是用火试验，看那个工程有没有价值。如果得存留下来，建筑的人就会得到奖赏；但如果工程烧毁了，建筑的人就损毁很重。那个建筑工人虽然自己可以得救，但是却好像经过火烧侥幸逃生的人一样。所以我们今天信徒们在这个世上如何生活，将来都要经过审判啊！有的人可以得奖赏，有的人仅仅得救侥幸逃生。
I'd like to share with you now some thought that I believe is reasonable to think about what salvation means ever since God created man and woman.
神创造造男造女以后，他也造了救恩。
I guess one of the things that you ask about is if you become a Christian is that, Christ came. I believe in him.And we became Christian, we are saved. But what happened to those people that is before Christ's time?
很多人问，基督耶稣来了，在他来以后，接受他的、信他的，都得救。那么在他以前的那些人，怎么办呢？
What happened to those people in the Old Testament time?
那么旧约的人，发生了什么事呢？
Well, in researching this thought, I believe I can understand it better if I look at it this way.
当我思想这个问题的时候，也许我们可以这样理解。
Ever since Adam and Eve sinned,
自从亚当夏娃犯罪以后
，God already have a plan for redemption。
但是神早已经有一个救恩的计划
，starting with Adam and Eve themselves。
从亚当夏娃他们开始。
The main thing about this salvation is concerning faith and grace.
这个救恩最重要的要素是恩典跟信心。
Now, it is true after Christ came, it's much easier for understand because the Bible said we are all saved by faith through grace. And it's not because of what you have performed.
当然，自从基督来了以后，我们比较容易理解，我们都是因信称义。
But in the Old Testament time before Christ's arrival,
但是在旧约时代，基督没来以前
，I would say that this principle of faith and grace for salvation still existed.
因信称义的原则仍然存在。
God gave Moses the Ten Commandments.
神给摩西十诫。
The commandment not only did help them in their civil life,
不单只帮助他们在日常生活可以有准绳。
Because all society needs some kind of a law.
因为社会需要有一些的准则。
Now, law go one step further in God's principle.
但是神教导人生活的原则是超越这些律法的。
God gave the Ten Commandments and the law in the Old Testament time, so people can use it as a way of guiding their ethic and their lifestyle.
所以在旧约时代, 人就靠着十诫和一些的律法来做他们生活道德的标准。
But unfortunately, human being cannot follow the law and do it completely.
但是人不可能满足律法一切的需要。
So in the Old Testament time, God used faith as the important part of criteria for salvation.
所以神仍然在旧约时代已经用信心来做他救恩的一个条件。
If you read Hebrew chapter 11, there are a few Old Testament names mentioned in there. This.
如果我们读新约希伯来书11章的时候，我们可以看到他怎么评论旧约的人物。
And that chapter reinforced the idea of faith, why those people are put into the hall of fame, hall of fame in God's sight because of their faith.
那些被神拣选成为他见证人的，都是因为对神有强大的信心而被拣选的。 不是因为他们的行为。
So I won't go into detail, but just in case, this is one idea for you to think about what happened to people before us.
所以这是帮助我们可以去思想那些在我们以前的人，什么是怎么发生在他们的身上。
Because the Bible told us it is by faith, through grace, that you are saved, not because of your performance or your work.
因为圣经告诉我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，不是出于行为。
So it's fair for everybody.
所以对每一个人都是非常公平的。It
doesn't depend on your physical or earthly ability.
救恩不是根据你的本领。It's
just your heart attitude.
而是你心里面的心态。Now,
unfortunately, because people are stubborn.
但是很不幸，人都是非常倔强的。
Including the Jews, the nation of Israel.
也包括犹太人。
So God just kind of let them go, and then the gospel became centered to the Gentile you mentioned in the biblical history.
所以神任意他们自己照自己的喜好而行。
So the nation of Israel is one example of human stubbornness and pride. And they want to be in control rather than letting God to lead their life.
所以以色列这个国家就是一个人类的代表，表示人都是倔强，自己偏行己路，任意而行。Because
the eternal kingdom also requires us to respect the main person, which is God now, who is rule over the new heaven and new earth.
神也需要我们在新天新地里面的时候来顺服他。But
you become rebellious, how can you have a peaceful kingdom?
所以如果我们把我们在世的这个悖逆的心带到新天新地的时候，我们怎么来听神呢？
So we need obedience and submission because we know our limitation.
所以我们需要在世的时候就学习。 顺服.
Now in John chapter 14,
在约翰福音14章,
there are two verses that are very important.
有两节的经文是非常重要的.
He said, Jesus told him, because this is when Thomas asked him the question. Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Verse 6.
约翰福音14章第6节，耶稣回答多马的疑问。他疑问的时候说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去。”耶稣就告诉他说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不是借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
And then in Matthew chapter 7:17, Christ also said himself.
在马太福音7章13节，耶稣自己说
，Christ said, "You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate."
你们只能从窄门进入神的国。
The highway, super highway to hell, is broad, very easy.
通往地狱的大路是宽阔的。
Why? Because you have control of your life. You do whatever you want, but you go to hell the easiest through the super highway.
为什么呢？因为神说你愿意偏行己路，那你为自己开很广阔的路，所以进到地狱的路是大的，是阔的。
He said, "Its gate is wide, and for many who choose that way, but the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find."
地往地狱的大路是宽阔的，是门是宽敞的，可以让许多人选择那条路进去。但通往生命的门非常狭窄，路也很崎岖，找到的人也很少。
In a way, it's hard to understand why God made it that way. But if you look at the principle and the whole picture, what he is saying is that it is very easy to go through the narrow road if you can put all those baggage aside and accept God as your God and your Savior. But if you insist you can control everything in life yourself, all this will become a very difficult hurdle for you to get through because it will prevent you from accepting God.And believing in him.
也许我们会问，为什么神要这样做呢？为什么去地狱是宽的，去天国是窄的呢？也许我们可以了解，当我们愿意任意随己意而行，为所欲为的时候，我们就进入地狱。当我们愿意把我们的自己的喜好放下，跟随神的时候，其实并不很难进入那个窄门。
Now another thing is, I just want to point out that nobody knows when God is coming back. Christ is coming on second time, right? It's very difficult even for Christian. The reason is Christ Himself said on Matthew chapter.Chapter 24, verse 36.
耶稣什么时候再回来，没有人知道。
Christ said, however, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself, that means Christ himself. He said, only the Father knows.
马太福音24章36节说，不过没有一个人知道发生这一切的日子和时间，连天上的天使和耶稣自己都不知道，只有父知道。
Now, keep this verse in mind when I share with you the rest of this sermon.
所以我希望你记得这一节经文。
Basically, Christ is saying, you have to be prepared. You never know when it's going to happen.
耶稣就是在说，你要准备好自己，因为没有人知道什么事情，什么时候这件事会发生。
But what I'd like to share you with you is that the clock is ticking.
但是时间一分一秒的过去，已经接近耶稣再来的时候。
If you look at what is all happening over the world,
你观看世界上，你可以有一些的迹象。
And I'm going to share some information from the Bible with you.
我们照着圣经所预言的来告诉你。
My feeling is, if you look at all those things, you know that the clock is getting closer and closer.To maybe call it midnight.
如果我们看这个世界上的迹象，我们可以发觉时间一分一秒的来接近午夜。
Remember,
是耶稣再来的时候。
Just an illustrate. Remember Cinderella story.
你们记得灰姑娘。
When the clock goes 12 o'clock, you better do something before it happens, right?
如果时间快到午夜的时候，你一定要准备好，否则。你会变成你的好的东西都变成老鼠 pumpkin 南瓜
But I'd like to share this verse a little bit too. When Christ said that even though you don't know the exact time when it happened, but we are going to give you some hint and sign as you live.
耶稣说：“虽然我们不知道那个时辰什么时候来到，但是有一些迹象让我们可以晓得那个时间近了。”
In Matthew 24:32, he said, "Now you can learn a lesson from the fig tree. When the branches bud and its leaves begin to sprout, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things, you can know his turn is very near, right at the door.
马太福音24:32，耶稣说：“你们应该从无花果树领悟一个道理。当无花果树发芽、冒出新叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。同样，当你们看到这一切的事情，就知道他快要回来，就在门外了。”
Now I like to share with you kind of one, two, three, at least three or four points that kind of give me a feeling that the Bible is warning us that.Really, time is getting shorter.
所以在圣经里面，我们可看到很多提醒我们时间近了。
In Daniel chapter 12,
但以理书十二章。
If you read the last verse, chapter 12, verse 4,
第四节。
In Daniel, remember Daniel saw vision. God gave him vision about, you know, the future. But God said, God elected, asked him not to write it down.
神给了但以理关于将来的一些的意象，叫他不要写下来。
But he said, Daniel, you even though you keep this secret, this prophecy is a secret, but I can tell you.Before this end of the earth comes, there are two things going to happen.
神说，在但以理书十二章四节，但以理啊，你这个预言你要保密，你要封上这书卷，直到终结的时候。那个时候有两件事情会发生。
Number one is many will rush back and here and there, rushing. People rushing around, doing things, very busy.
第一个，那时许多人到处奔跑，人跑来跑去，非常的忙碌。
And the second thing is knowledge will really increase.
第二个事情就是知识将会增多。
What hit me is if you realize what happened for the last five decades.
我们知道过去五十年之内
，Before that we didn't have computer, we don't have the digital technology, we don't have the communication, we don't have internet.We don't have Wi-Fi.
我们没有五十年以前，我们没有计算机，我们没有网络，我们没有这些资讯的东西，科技。
You can also say that knowledge, human knowledge, is really speeding up this last 50 years.
但是过去五十年内，人的知识突飞猛进，就是因为科技发达。
Because the knowledge increases, people get more busy now when involving with earthly things, right?
只是因为跟着知识的发达，人也变得非常的忙碌。
Many people become 天空人。You know what I'm saying?
不知道。
They fly all the time from here to there. They live up in the sky on the plane.
许多人
they do business here the next day, another business here that day.
许多人变成太空人，他们的frequent flyer miles 很多很多。到处跑
But because they are so busy with new knowledge and endeavor.
东半球、西半球到处跑
And then on the Matthew chapter 24. When Matthew chapter 24 is that when they ask Christ how to foretell the future coming about this eternal kingdom. I said, how can we tell? Can you tell us something?
而且在马太福音24章，人问耶稣说，你怎么知道这个世界的末了是什么时候呢？
Because they said, what sign will signal your return and the end of this world? This in verse 3.
第三节说世界末了和你再来的时候会有什么预兆呢？
ButThen Christ mentioned a lot about what might be happening in between, like all the chaos and so forth happening in this world.
耶稣告诉他们，讲到世界将会有许许多多的混乱的时候，的事情。
But in verse 14, he says, "And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world, so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come.
但是在十四节，我想你们注意，耶稣说：“天国的福音要传遍世界，万国都要听到，然后末期才来临。”
And in verse 42, the verses for he again assured the disciple, and that refer to them and refer to our age. He says, "So you too must keep watch, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming." Understand this. If our owner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, he would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. You must also be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected.
所以耶稣也警惕他的门徒，在四十二节那里说：“所以你们也必须保持警醒，因为不知道你们的主哪一天会回来。你们要明白，如果房子的主人知道窃贼什么时候来，他就会警惕，不让人入屋偷窃。同样，你们也必须随时做好准备，因为人子会在你们最意想不到的时候来临。”
Another information I received reading Bible is from Romans chapter 11, verse 25.
罗马书十一章二十五节这样说。
He said, "I want you to understand this mystery." This is Paul trying to tell us some.Spiritual information. He said, "I want you to understand this mystery, dear brother and sister, so that you will not feel proud about yourselves. Some of the people of Israel have hard hearts, but this will last only until the full number of Gentiles come to Christ, and all Israel will be saved."
保罗这里谨记，罗马的信徒说，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我希望你们明白这奥秘，免得你们骄傲自大。有些以色列人心硬，但这种情况在外族人归信基督的数目满了以后就会终止。
Matthew, you can prepare that slide on the internet via spend the next minute or two, they will say some time. But it also says that what he is saying about the Gentile versus the Jew, Paul is giving us a hint. He said that because the Jew rejected Christ, so the focus now, salvation, was turned over to the Gentile.
保罗说，因为以色列人拒绝福音，所以这个福音的对象就转成外邦人。
Gentile means that anybody other than the Jews from the Old Testament definition.
外邦人就是以色列以外所有的人，包括你我在内。
So it appeared that our God has something in mind. Now this is just my imagination, but I think it inferred to that way.
似乎神有一个念头。
He said, I think God must have a certain number of people, Gentile, he wants to save.
好像是神有已经预定了一个外邦人得救的数目。
Now when this number is up, maybe this is a number that is will fit the best into the new heaven and new earth.
也许这个数目最适合新天新地。
But then when he said, when the number of Gentiles is up, the attention finally will turn back to the Jews, and many of them will be saved at that time. That is in future time. And after that will be the end of the world.
所以也许神有这样一个念头，就是当外邦人得救的数目满足了以后，这个救恩再会转回向以色列人，以色列人要得救，然后末期才到。
Matthew, are you ready, you think? Can you get it to the internet? Okay, I hope this will be interesting to you. This is...A registry of world or global population.
这是全世界人的数目，就好像美国的债务一样，一直在上升。
The clock is ticking every second.
每一秒钟都有人，这世界的人口在增加。
You notice our current population of the world is 7,360. Keep adding.
现在世界的人数是7 billion, 73亿，一直在上升。
Now, can you move that up a little bit? No, just the set. Okay. Well, this is a current one, so it fluctuates every day. Okay, it fluctuates every day. I'm going to give you a little summary of the statistic later. But how many people are being birthed today?
今天有多少人诞生呢?
Let's keep going. 182,500, and keep going. There's a birthday. All people are being born and being registered right now at this moment.
不断的在人不断的在被生出生。
On the right side is the birth this year. That means starting January of this year, the 49 million people.
今天有18万人出生。 今年有8,900万人出生。
How many people die today?
今天有多少人去世呢?
76,000.
76,000人。
Now, if you read the South Bend Tribune, you know every day there are 5 or 10 people on the obituary.
如果你
you realize that?
你看报纸上的。 每天我们这个镇都有许多人去世。
So it's not impossible to imagine that for the whole world, so many people die today.
所以全球有些人有许许多多的人在今天死亡。
Now because the birth is faster than death,
但是出生率超过死亡率,
population growth is also getting faster.
所以世界的人口不断地在上升。
And this year, from January to now, it added 51 million people on this earth.
从今年年初到现在, 世界的人口已增加了5,100万。
Okay, I think we can turn back to my slide if you can. Okay, you may not see it very clearly because it's not working. See if it can be connected. Okay, but anyway, I'm going to tell you, just in summary, we are talking about January to, this is August, but if we tabulate it for a whole year, besides the fact that, for example, for today, there will be around 6,400 deaths per hour for today, generally speaking, if you average out, for one day, there will be 6,400 people dying, 6,400. And that come out to what? Little more than 2 people die per second. By 1 second, like that, right? 2, 3, 4. Then the people, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. There are how many people is dying right now on this earth? In that rhythm, okay? Now, how many people will die each day? I mentioned here, it's about 153,000 on the average. 153,000 people die each day on this earth. Now, the thing that bothered the question is, out of those 153,000 person, how many of them are believer and how many of them are non-believer? The non-believer will be going to hell. The believer will be going to heaven.
Give me a chance. Yeah. 所以, 差不多平均, 每秒钟有2个人去世, 每一个钟头有6,000人去世, 每一天有15万人去世. 那么这15万人中间有几, 有多少人是信徒, 有多少人去, 会去地狱呢?
And the other thing I want to say, mention to you is that remember we said that when the gospel will reach over the world, that Christ will be coming back. Remember that Christ said in the book of Acts, he taught the disciple, you should spread the gospel from Jerusalem to Judea and to all the world, right? The rest of the world. Christ also said when the gospel is preached out to all the world, then he's going to come back.
耶稣对门徒说：“你们要往天普天下去传福音啊，从耶路撒冷传到地极。”也说福音传遍世界的时候，这个 世界末日末期才来到。
I will skip some of the information because of time. But one thing I find interesting is that there is a society called the Linguistic Society of America.
因为时间的关系，我会告诉你们有一些事情，我觉得很有趣，就是在美国有一个机构叫做国际语言学中心。
There's also another organization called Wycliffe Bible Translator.
也有另外一个机构叫做威克里夫圣经翻译中协会。
Wycliffe Bible Translator is trying to translate the gospel, including the whole Bible, but mainly with the gospel first, to all the tribal people who spoke different languages in this world.
这个威克里夫圣经翻译协会尝试至少把福音书，圣经中的福音书或者更多的部分翻译给每一个族的人的语言。
You mean when I'm thinking that about, well, if that is true, then how many poor people still yet to be reached because they cannot understand what is going on?
如果这是事实的话，那么世界上到底究竟仍然有多少人他没有圣经翻译成他的语言让他可以明白？
And I find out these two organizations, one is not religious organization, just a statistic organization called LSA or Linguistic Society of America. I find out what they find out about linguistic, and then find out what Wycliffe Bible say about linguistic.
所以这两个机构，一个是非宗教的美国国际语言学中心和这个圣经翻译协会他们所做的调查。
And I find out that the LSA in their study and research show that all over the world there are about 69,000 plus distinct languages in this world. 6,900 different languages in this world.
69 or 69?
6,900.
这个在这个国际语言中心调查到世界上有总共有6900多种的语言。
It's amazing after the Tower of Babel, for one language it turned into 7,000 languages.
很惊讶，从巴别塔神把人的语言分成各种种类，今天延传到现在已经有6900多种语言。
But you know, back in new heaven and new earth, you know how many languages are going to be spoken?
但在新天新地里面有多少？
Young people, are you listening? How many languages in new heaven and new earth do you think? Well, I think they may have a new language, but there is only one, so everybody understands each other. That's my impression. Just like Adam and Eve time before the Tower of Babel.
我认为，我个人认为，在新天新地里面只有一种语言需要。全部的人都知道普通话。
Well, it corresponds with Wycliffe Bible study. In all the study over this year to translate languages, they also said that there are total about 7,000 languages in this world.
那这个威克里夫圣经翻译协会也是调查到全世界将近7,000种的语言。
But the important thing is that they said there is only 180 million people who cannot reach the gospel because they don't understand. Because they have their language, they don't understand. There's only 180 million people in this world. They're excluded from gospel because they don't have a Bible or gospel in their language.
因为他们努力的工作翻译圣经，所以到现在全球大概仍然全球只剩下1,800,000人没有圣经，在没有他们自己语言的圣经。
Well, this country have over 300 million people. This country, so it's only about half of the population of the U.S.
差不多是美国人口的一半。
But Wycliffe Bible is also very aggressive and very they think I think maybe because of the technology that is available, they have a vision.To translate the rest of the languages in 2025.
这是威克里夫圣经翻译协会，因为科技的发达可以帮助他们翻圣经，他们 的目标是在2025年，就是10年以后，把圣经翻译给可以有全世界的人都可以有他们自己语言的圣经。
Well, why do I share with you about this statistic? Because all this shows us that the time is getting closer and closer, as far as I'm concerned.
这些迹象都告诉我们，神来的耶稣来的日子一天比一天近了。
Now, as I say, it may be another so many years. It may not be during our lifetime, maybe be later. But Christ said, "Be on the alert. You never know when it will happen." You never know somebody going to break in your house until you watch out.
虽然我们也许个人不能够亲自看见耶稣再来，但是他来的日子近了。
So, in summary, what is my heart today is because all of you are sitting here.
今天在你们在座的各位
，Many of you I know, many of you I don't because you are new faces.
我认识你们只有一部分，有些人我不认识。
But what is in my heart recently is that of two things.
但是我心里面有两件的事情。
There are only two kinds of people at the end of the world or when Christ comes.
在耶稣再来的时候，他只在乎两种人。
Those who believe in him, they're going to go to heaven.
那些信他的、接受他的，去天堂。
Those who reject him is going to go to hell.
拒绝他的，要进入地狱。
If you believe him, you belong to a minority of all the population, right?
如果你相信他的话，你也许是少数。
But that is how God planned it. I don't understand. But he is wiser than I am. That's the way he plans things.
这是神计划的。虽然我们不一定完全了解为什么他这样做。
So for us who are already Christian,
但是我们信徒呢？
Why do you think about heaven?
我们为什么要去思想天堂？
Well, it's not nice to talk about the judgment seat. It's not nice to talk about the judgment.
也许我们不喜欢听到将来的审判。
But the Bible did tell us all Christians are accountable.
但是神告诉我们，每一个信徒都要为自己的行为负责任。
Do you want to have a meaningful life? Do you want to have a meaningful life?
你希望过一个有意义的生活吗？
Under the guidance of the God you believe in?
照着神所指示的去做。
Then God is telling us, if you follow my principle from the Bible, trying to live a life that I advise you to live.
如果神说，如果你照着我所吩咐的去做，
Not only I guarantee your life will be meaningful in spite of difficulty.
不单止你的生活在困境里面有意义，
But at time of judgment day, you will be rewarded.
但是在审判的时候，你会得到奖赏。
Who knows? He may have a special position for you in new heaven and new earth.
谁知道呢？也许他在这个新天新地里面，让你当国家主席。
If I have time in the future, I'm going to share with you a little bit about what we know about the new heaven and new earth.
以后我们会再去继续分享新天新地里面所发生的事情。
So there are two kinds of people at the end of the world, the believer and the non-believer.
所以在世界结束的时候，只有两种人，信徒跟非信徒。
But there are also two kinds of Christian.
但是仍然有两种的信徒。
One kind of Christian I call healthy Christian.
一种的是健康的灵命健康的信徒。
The other one I call is unhealthy Christian. Unhealthy Christian.
另一种是又健康又不健康的信徒。
Why healthy? Because they are spiritually healthy, bodily healthy. That kind of Christian you like to be.
一种是灵性、身体都健康的信徒。
The other Christians are unhealthy. Why? Spiritually, they are unhealthy because they never pray to God, they never read the Bible, they never have good relationship with God. But yet they are still very healthy. They lift weight. They are very strong physically. Right? That's only on earth. So I call it unhealthy Christian.
另外一种的信徒是身体强壮、灵性简单、灵性贫穷的信徒。
So I believe that is how life is. I hope that my message get across to you, and I pray for all of you. Hopefully, you think about this for your own life.
我希望我们都能够自省。
I'd like to end it with a very beautiful song that I love, and I know you, hope you all will learn it. And I'd like John to read the verses, the contents, we know what the song says, and then we can sing all three verses. And after that, I'd like the Pastor Rocky to give us the benediction.
So, 现在我们请将上来与我们分享一首诗歌，回应的诗歌。